Hey everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Stealth Strike. In this series, Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team is recording some solo games and maybe eventually some two-player games, narrating his gameplay experience so you can feel like you're there at the table with me. There's very little editing, just to make sure you guys experience what I'm experiencing exactly as it happens. This is the fourth episode in the series, so we've been increasing the difficulty each time we win. So we started at Standard, went to Expert, went to Heroic 1. This is going to be against Heroic 2, Risky Business, with the Ronin modular set. We'll see how we do with our same deck, our Black Widow Justice deck. I think it might be a little bit slow. For fairness, I did record this game once already, and the audio cut out. In that game, I made it to the second or the third form of Risky Business Green Goblin, so I hit it to past phase 2 into phase 3, and forgot about the damage and died on the auto damage. So hopefully I won't forget about that this time, but hopefully I at least make it that far, because that was a challenge just in itself. Hope you guys enjoy this episode of Stealth Strike.
We need you to come in.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
This takes precedence.
I'm in the middle of an interrogation. This moron is giving me everything.
I don't give everything.
Look, you can't pull me out of this right now.
Natasha.
All right, so we are going up against a hostile takeover. There's no flavor text on the 1A side, but on the 1B side, it says Norman Osborn holds a board meeting plotting to take over Stark Industries. It starts with 2 threat. It goes up by 1 threat per player. If it is completed, something bad will happen. We'll add more counters to Criminal Enterprise, which we'll read here in a second, and then discard cards from our deck equal to those counter numbers. So Criminal Enterprise starts in play with 2 infamy counters on it. If there are no more infamy counters here, flip Norman Osborn and Criminal Enterprise. Hopefully that won't happen for a little bit. Norman has 2 scheme, no attack. If he would attack, instead you place 2 counters onto that Criminal Enterprise, and whenever he would take damage, instead you remove counters, so they're basically shields. I've shuffled all my decks, but out of nervousness, I'm still shuffling my player deck again, so we're gonna see how it goes. This is the first Stealth Strike episode that I'm doing live on Discord, so very exciting. The goal is to not draw Shadows of the Past turn 1 like we did in our first 2 games. So I've got 6 cards in my hand. I have good ones. So I have Widow's Bite, Power of Justice, Safehouse 29, Espionage, Covert Ops, and Quake. I really like this because I can play Covert Ops and Espionage in my first turn and stay in Alter Ego form. But I don't like this because I don't want to burn my safe house 29, so I'm going to discard everything except those 3 and try to draw a double resource. Unsuccessfully. Yep. So I have Under Surveillance, Counterintelligence, Dance of Death, Covert Ops, Espionage, Safe House. Normally I'll review my hand and the board state at the end of the hero phase right after I draw up. So, here we go. I am going to... I guess I could do it this way. This is tricky. I didn't think of this. I just learned a new trick with Black Widow. I'm going to use Espionage to play Safehouse 29. I'll use Safehouse 29 to return Espionage to my hand. Then I'll use Counterintelligence to play that Espionage and draw a card from Mission Prep. And now I've got 3 cards in my hand that I can pitch to play Covert Ops. That'll remove all the threat from the main scheme and confuse Norman Osborn. Very similar to the game that I just played when I forgot to do it in Heroic. So, that's the end of the hero phase. I'm going to ready everything up, draw my 6 cards, because I am going to stay in Alter Ego form and try to get my gauntlets and my safe house all up and running so that I can stomp through the rest of this match. So I drew a Target Acquired, a Grappling Hook, a 4 Justice, a Genius, a Covert Ops, and a Followed. So Norman's going to get 1 threat in the main scheme. He is confused, and now we're going to get 3 encounter cards, and I'm not going to forget that there's 3 encounter cards there. The first one is Private Security Specialist. He's a guard, 0 scheme, 1 attack, so we can stay in Alter Ego form with him for a while. And an advance, that's not ideal. The whole reason for me to confuse him was so that he wouldn't put threat on the main scheme. So he's going to scheme for 2, 3, 4. There goes Shadows of the Past, round 1, but not in the way that Green Goblin wanted it. He is at 5 threat out of 7, so that doesn't make me super happy. And the last one is Bring the Hammer Down, the Kree Fanatic set coming out already. When revealed, Ronan the Accuser attacks against the player he is engaged with. If he is not in play, this card gains Surge. That's bad because it gains Surge, but that's good because I trigger Espionage and get a little bit more ramp right away. And it surges into All in a Day's Work. replace two infamy counters on Criminal Enterprise. If you can't, we don't worry about that, because we can. There we go. None of these cards have had flavor text yet. This is disappointing. That's not true. Advance did. The World Will Be Mine by Red Skull. Soon. Soon it will. All right, so we just drew Dance of Death and Winter Soldier with our free draw there. That was great. We are going to use Safe House 29 to return our favorite card, Espionage. I'm going to use Dance of Death to play Espionage and draw a card with Mission Prep. I've gotten another Covert Ops, which is kind of fascinating. So I think we're going to play it. We have a Genius and a Followed to discard to play Covert Ops. That'll remove 4 threat and confuse the Goblin once again. We're going to use For Justice and Mockingbird to play... No, we're going to use just For Justice to play Target Acquired. And then we'll use Mockingbird and Grappling Hook to play Winter Soldier. So Winter Soldier will hit this guard specialist for 2, just starting to put damage on him. He'll take 1 consequential damage. We've confused the villain again, so we don't need to flip. We are unfortunately out of Covert Ops in our deck, so we're going to have to flip soon. And I'm drawing 6 cards. So, in my hand I have a Stealth Strike, a Counterintelligence, an Attack-O-Batics, a Coulson, a Nick Fury, and an Espionage. On the board we have Winter Soldier with 1 damage, Target Acquired Espionage, Safe House 29, a Private Security Specialist with 2 damage, should have left him at 0 for Stealth Strike, oops, and a confused Norman Osborn with 4 counters on Criminal Enterprise. So, again, he's going to get 1 threat and then he's confused. Private Security Specialist doesn't scheme because he has 0 scheme. Well, he schemes but does no scheme. So we get our 3 encounter cards. Mad Genius, Green Goblin. No, he's not Green Goblin. Norman Osborn, discard cards at the top of your deck for each counter on Criminal Enterprise. So I'm discarding Gauntlets, a Synth Suit, a 4 Justice, and an Energy. Those are three cards I wanted. That's kind of a bummer because I was thinking, if it discards a bunch of preparations, I can just return them, but it did not work out that way. And Caught Off Guard. Well, goodbye, Target Acquired. It was nice knowing you. And our third card is another Mad Genius. He is just milling our deck. Avengers Mansion, Grappling Hook, Attack-O-Batics, and Interrogation Rim. Well, that was brutal. Let's see here. What do we want to do? Let's return a preparation to our hand with Safe House 29. And I think we're going to return a Espionage to our hand. Is there one in here? There might not be. I thought I triggered one, so there should be one. Oh no, because I returned it, right? So there is no Espionage in there. We will return something cheap, like an Attack-O-Batics. Okay. So we got an Attack-O-Batics back in our hand. We are going to use an Attack-O-Batics to play an Attack-O-Batics, draw a card for Mission Prep, Stealth Strike. I kind of think we want to play a Nick Fury, so I'm going to use my 2 Stealth Strikes, Espionage, and Counter Intel to play a Nick Fury. He's going to draw me 3 cards. I drew Espionage, Stealth Strike, and Black Widow's Gauntlets. And I have Coulson in hand. But I don't think I'm going to get to play him this turn. We will use Stealth Strike to play a Gauntlets. Use the Gauntlets to play a second Espionage. We'll save Coulson in hand. And this round, I think I have to flip. I could get him down to 0 threat, so I don't have to flip. But we have only seen 1 advance. I think I should we'll stay in Alter Ego form. So Winter Soldier will take out the Private Security Specialist, taking another damage. Nick Fury's not going to defend anyway, so he'll just take the threat off Hostile Takeover, and we'll ready up. This is keeping the threat at 0, and hopefully Norman doesn't draw in advance. So we are drawing up. This does unfortunately deck us out, so we are going to get 4 cards this turn. Shuffle our deck. In our hand so far, we have Agent Coulson, Strength, Helicarrier, and Widow's Bite. Green Goblin has 18 health, so we need to, when we're ready to hit him, I think we need to flip him and have several things in hand ready to just lay them out. Okay, draw on the rest of our hand, Dance of Death, and Grappling Hook. Okay, we've dealt ourselves one encounter card. Norman Osborn's going to get one threat. He's going to scheme for two plus an advance, so just two. And then we get all of our lovely cards here, all four. The first one is Hired Gun. When revealed, choose to give the villain a boost card or two shields. We will give him two shields. Up to six. All in a day's work, he's going to get two more shields. Hired Gun. I guess he's going to get two more shields. He's at 10. This is bad. This is not going well. And Exhaustion. That is going to surge, which is good, but also give us a new card. So when it surges, we will trigger our two copies of Espionage and draw four cards. Power of Justice, Four Justice, Espionage. Go figure. And Justice. And our new card is Bring the Hammer Down. No Ronin, so it surges again. Now it's Ronin. Ha. Good ordering. So Ronin's going to come in with Tough. Let's read what he does. Ronin has 9 health per player, 3 scheme, 3 attack, toughness. Ronin cannot be stunned. When the villain phase begins, Ronin the Accuser engages the hero with the fewest remaining hit points. That's not going to matter for us, but he's a 3-3, and that's probably what matters for us. All right, Nick Fury is in our discard pile, not in play anymore. So we will use Gauntlets to play an Espionage and draw a card. We will return an Espionage to our hand from discard and then use it to play a second Attacker Bax. Let's see here. I'm going to use Widow's Bite and Strength, play a Helicarrier, just start getting some ramp going. We will use a 4 Justice and a Power of Justice to play an Agent Coulson. And we get to search for a preparation, so I think we're going to search for... a Widow's Bite. So in our hand left, we have Dance of Death, Grappling Hook, 4 Justice, and Widow's Bite. We're probably just going to use those to play Dance of Death. So I'm going to flip this turn. I am exhausted. That's kind of a bummer. I don't feel like I need to... Oh, I have Helicarrier too, so I don't have to use all of these cards. Okay. Let's see here. Let's have Coulson ping Tough off of Ronin the Accuser. I want to try to get rid of him this turn if I can. I don't think I can quite get there. Yeah, I think I'm like 1 or 2 damage short, which is a bummer. But that's okay. That's okay. What are we going to do here? Bucky will hit him for 2. He's up to 2 damage out of 9. We will use Grappling Hook and 4 Justice with Helicarrier to Dance of Death him. It's going to hit him for 6 more, putting him to 8. Not quite enough to kill him. And we'll keep Widow's Bite in hand for now. I forgot we have these Hired Guns staring at us in the face. I probably should have done some different things, because I'm going to be taking a lot of damage now. We drop some cards and probably die. All right, 5 cards in hand. Widow's Bite, Avengers Mansion, Interrogation Room, Synth Suit, and the Power of Justice. Norman goes. He gets 1 threat. He gets 2 more tokens. And then minions attack. I'm getting hit for 7 from minions, which is kind of a lot. I think I'll have Winter Soldier tank Ronin. So that'll get rid of Winter Soldier. I'll take 4 from the other 2 minions that I forgot existed. Let me put them over here in my minion pile. That might help. And then we get 3 encounter cards. Let's hope one has Surge, because we're kind of banking on it. The first one is a private security specialist with guard. And Oscorp Manufacturing. 2 threat per player, plus 1 because Norman Osborn's in play, so 3 threat, and an acceleration token on it. And Master Plan, that's going to put 4 more right on there. Up to 7. That's not ideal. And no Surge. Black Widow's sad. Well, We kind of need him to attack to trigger all these acrobatics so we things. It's kind of a bummer. We kind of don't have anything in our hand that's useful. This is going to be interesting. Let's have Coulson attack and clear run. That's essential right now. We do have these 2-2-2 minions. We could survive that as long as nothing comes out that punches us in the face. I think we'll use our safe house to play a Widow's Bite. Some more minions are bound to come out. Or not our safe house, our gauntlets to play a Widow's Bite. I think I'm going to use mansion, interrogation room, and power of justice to play my synth suit. Feels good right now, I guess. And I think we just have to stay in hero form. So what do I want to hit for two? I'm going to hit one of the hired guns for two. And maybe magically, I don't think there's anything we can do to trigger a preparation before then to ping one. So that's unfortunate. Let's draw our six cards, or five cards, and hope there's something to help us there. Under surveillance, counterintelligence, stealth strike, covert ops, and counterintelligence. All of those cards are good, but I don't have, there's no resources in there to pay for them. So we'll see. He's going to get two threat. So he's up to six because of the acceleration token on Oscorp Manufacturing. He is going to attack, so he'll just get two more tokens. He's up to an obscene amount, 14. These little guys will now attack us. So technically they would hit me for five. I'm going to defend one of the two damaged ones from Hired Gun and just take three. Up to seven damage on myself. And then I get three cards from the encounter deck. So the first card is All in a Day's Work. Putting two more tokens out there. I'm going to replace eight of these tokens with a 10, so we're up to 16. An Assault, which just puts out two more tokens, I think. Yep. A You Dare Oppose Me. Discard the top five cards of the encounter deck. Hired Gun. Assault. Not Assault. What is that? Gang Up. Payoff. Collapsing Bridge. And All in a Day's Work. No Kree Fanatic cards. So that is nice. But no Surges either. And no minions to trigger any of my preparations to kill these Hired Guns. Blah. Yuck. Okay. Well, what do we do here? We have a Stealth Strike. We should probably find a way to use it. So we can use Helicarrier under surveillance and counterintel. We Stealth Strike one of these three cost Hired Guns off the board and remove two threat from the main scheme. We can not do anything because we're exhausted, but we can flip, which is good. We can use Safe House to return Espionage to hand and use Espionage and Covert Ops to play a Counterintel, drawing a card for Mission Prep. It's a genius. That'll be good next turn. And I think we're going to have Coulson remove two threat. He's going to go away, but I think we need to do that to keep the threat as low as we can because there's going to be a lot of threat coming out this turn. We're probably going to pop that scheme. It's going to be ugly. So let's see how this goes. Let me ready everybody. I'm going to keep this genius in hand. I drew Mockingbird, another gauntlet, energy target acquired, and Dance of Death. So Dance of Death is going to help us clear the board next turn, I think. So that's good. All right. He's going to get two threat because acceleration tokens. He's going to scheme for two plus zero. So that's nice. Just two. Private security officer is going to scheme for zero. I do have something I can do. Counterintel, or the Hired Gun will scheme, and we can trigger counterintelligence to cancel the threat addition at least. I don't get to ping with it for Black Widow, but I at least stop the scheme from popping. And we get three cards. So the first one is Judge, Jury, and Executioner. Whenever a friendly character is defeated by an enemy attack, place two threat on the main scheme, and it has three threat per player and an acceleration token. That's not too bad, because we can probably just get rid of that right away. Oscorp Manufacturing, another acceleration token with 3 threat. Well, this is brutal. 3 acceleration side schemes. And an under fire, which surges into an accused and a private security specialist. And a surge triggered, so I do get to use espionage to draw 2 cards. Well, this is just all kinds of horrible. Yeah. Woof. Black Widow needs to heal, so let's just do that right away. Down to 4 damage. Let's use energy and helicarrier to play covert ops. Where are we going to covert ops? I'm not sure. think we have to... I think we have to covert ops the main scheme. So 4 off the main scheme and we'll confuse Norman. We can return an espionage to hand, or a counter intel to hand actually, with safe house. I will use grappling hook to play another copy of gauntlets, and we'll use our 2 gauntlets to play counter intel, drawing a card for mission prep. So we've got 4 preps out there now. That's good. We've got a Followed, a Dance of Death, Target Acquired, and a Mockingbird. Followed isn't that bad of a play right now. I think we're going to... Playing Mockingbird would be nice too, because then I could flip. It's not enough money for both. That's a bummer. Always the problem. I am going to pay 1, 2, 3 using Target Acquired and Genius for a Mockingbird. She will stun Norman. And I will use Dance of Death to play Followed, and I'm going to put it on the Kree Executioner, or the Judge Jury Executioner. My board state is insane, so I'm going to draw my hand up and then we can talk about it. I do deck out, so I'm dealing myself an encounter card. There are like 2 or 3 cards left in the encounter deck. So my board state really quick. Synth Suit, Helicarrier, 4 preps. They are Attack Acrobatics, Widow's Bite, and Counter Intel. 2 Black Widow's Gauntlets, Mockingbird, the Accused. And actually, Mockingbird, sorry, I should attack with her. I'm going to kill this hired gun because there's no reason to keep that guy alive. So she's at 1 damage. A Safe House 29, and a Followed. In the bad guy's board... There is a Norman Osborn... 2 Oscorp Manufacturings, a Judge, Jury, Executioner, and 2 Private Security Specialists. So, away we go. Our deck is shuffled. I get to draw 3 more, because I did not flip, even though I planned to. and away we go. So he's going to get 1, 2, 3, 4 threat, but I am going to counter intelligence 3 of that, so he only gets 1. Onto the main scheme. He is confused. These 2 guys have thwarting value of 0. And then I get 1, 2. He has decked out, so I'm shuffling the encounter deck already and getting an acceleration token out. I need 1 more encounter card because of the 1 from decking out. Heroic 2 apparently is hard. Alright, let's see what's going on here. You dare oppose me, discard the top 5 cards of the deck. Payoff. Hired gun. Assault. All in a day's work. Master plan. Wow, we are getting really lucky with these. So it was to review again. You dare oppose me, discarded payoff, hired gun, assault. All in a day's work, and master plan. Riddle. We got a payoff as our 2nd card. That's going to have 2 threat on it and a hazard symbol. And we got another You Dare Oppose Me. This time, discarding Exhaustion. Bring the hammer down, so we're going to have to deal that to ourselves. Advance. All in a day's work. and collapsing bridge. So we did deal one card to ourselves, so we are down to, what is it, two cards left? Okay. First one is assault. That's going to surge, because we are in alter ego form. Into a private security specialist. And a bring down the hammer, which will also surge, because Ronan's not out there, into an all in a day's work. So we are now up to 20 tokens on criminal enterprise. I don't know if this is tractable, but we'll see. We lived for a turn, but we need to start, like, punching real bad. So let's see what we can do. We're going to return that counter intel to our hand. We will play it with our gauntlets and draw a card for mission prep. We drew an Agent Coulson. So we have a Coulson, a Quake, and a Dance of Death in our hand. That's probably the cards we want to play. Let's heal up as Black Widow, so we only have one damage on us now. And we're going to flip. We don't have any more alter ego actions, so let's get on to the thwarting part of our day. So I think I'm going to use Avengers Mansion, Target Acquired, and Dance of Death to play Stealth Strike. We'll wipe out one of these guard minions and remove two threat from Judge, Jury, and Executioner. I've got a Helicarrier. Don't really want to use Quake and Coulson in this way, but I think I'm going to Quake at a Coulson. Play another copy of Stealth Strike, killing another one of those minions. This will let us get rid of Judge, Jury, and Executioner. Followed then triggers, which lets us get rid of that third guard minion. So all the minions are dead now. Unfortunately, there's a lot of side schemes out there. We do have the accused on us. He is stunned, so that's one thing we have going for us. So we are going to ready up. Let me draw my six cards and review my obnoxious board until I get rid of everything. Five cards only, sorry. But my five cards are For Justice, Strength, Grappling Hook, Espionage. He's got 20 counters on Criminal Enterprise. He is stunned with no damage. He's got three threat on the main scheme, two Oscorp Manufacturings with an acceleration token, and a payoff with a hazard symbol. We accused is also on the board. We have Mockingbird, Black Widow's Gauntlets, Attack Acrobatics, Widow's Bite, Counterintelligence, Helicarrier, Synth Suit. We are never going to play a character with this much stuff in the board again. This is horrible. All right, so he doesn't attack because he's stunned. Good. He does get his initial threat. It ends up being four because of the acceleration tokens, but we have a counter intel and we'll trigger it. And we'll deal damage to Gabi finally, so he's down to 19. That feels good. And now we're getting four cards because of that hazard symbol. So the first one is Mad Genius. Green Goblin attacks the hero with the fewest remaining hit points, but he can't attack us, so instead he just places two tokens. If no attack was made this way, this card gains surge. Oh, that's bad. He's not Green Goblin. That's the problem. Take those two away. I need to discard cards from my deck for each infamy counter. That's probably going to be my whole deck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, he discards my whole deck, so I get another card. Woohoo. But I get to shuffle all that goodness from my discard pile back into my deck, so all those stealth strikes will be back for these horrible minions. Where's my pile of cards? He also has a gang up. That's just going to add two tokens. He has another copy of Mad Genius, so that is 21 cards down the drain. Quake, Widow's Bite, Coulson. I need to count. I can't read the names. Covert Ops, 5. Stealth Strike is 5, actually. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I do have cards left in my deck, so that's good. Two cards left. Caught off guard. Don't care so much about that one. I was just checking. It doesn't let me discard the accused, so that's kind of a bummer. I'm going to get rid of an attack acrobatics because I can't cancel his scheme abilities with them in solo, and he's not attacking me until I get rid of those 20 tokens. So, and a hired gun. That's great because I can Widow's Bite the hired gun for 2. It will also stun him, and I will ping Norman for 1. Just getting rid of 1 token, so he's down to 20. And now we see what we can do over here with nothing at our disposal. Black Widow will thwart away payoff. We don't need an extra card. It seems important right now. I can play a four justice. I'm going to play it suboptimally with a strength and just remove three from the main scheme because I don't have much more I can do there. Hand is really not good for what's going on here. Let's use a helicarrier to play an espionage and a grappling hook to play an espionage. We'll have Mockingbird ping one off of Norman. We're going to flip Widow and we will return a counter intel. I'm sure there's one in here with my entire deck's there. We'll play it with two gauntlets and draw a card. We drew into a target acquired, but we don't have any money to pay for it, and that's probably fine. We kind of want to get those out there in case he boosts Thronin, but this will do for now. So yeah, we'll keep that target acquired and draw to six. One card from decking out, so that's kind of nice. We've got a million things on the board, and so does he. That's all you need to know. He's going to place four threat because of all the acceleration symbols. We can counter intel it down to one. He's going to scheme for two plus place an infamy counter. That's no big deal. So just two. And then we get three cards. The first card is a private security specialist, another guard minion. The second card is an advance. And it searches. Oh, it doesn't search. He schemes for two plus an under fire. So that is going to pop the scheme. We're going to the next scheme phase. Corporate acquisition. With a branch of Stark Industries under his control, Norman Osborn will gain access to deadly technologies and quadruple the manufacturing capabilities of Oscorp. Well, that sounds bad because he's manufacturing a lot. It's got a hazard symbol permanently. That's bad. It starts with two threat and it goes up two per player per round. The cap pops at 10. So this is not ideal. Okay. Well, those were his cards. So that was unfortunate. Just making sure I don't have like all loose cards sitting around anywhere, and I don't, so that is good. It is our turn. Let's see what we can do. Let's return that counter intel to our hand and play it right away for free with Safehouse 29 and draw our last card, which is a Nick Fury. So that's cool. Shuffling our deck, we're going to get an extra card this turn. We kind of need to get rid of these Oscorp manufacturings because they're causing a lot of threat placement each turn, but at the same time, they're three boost icons, so it's kind of nice for them to not be in there until we can actually use our attack acrobatics. Did anything surge that round? Possibly. Sorry, I just realized I had two espionages in play. That's okay. So we did our safe housing, we did our Widow's Gauntletting. We've got four preps in play, so let's put a Winter Soldier down for free. I'm not super worried about these minions right now. Like, I can stealth strike the one, but I am worried about these side schemes. So I think we're going to have Mockingbird and Winter Soldier take care of the lower Oscorp manufacturing. That means we only have two acceleration tokens in play, which feels pretty good. That does get rid of Mockingbird, which is a bummer. But that means we can use her Enter's play ability again. It's always that. Let's use what we're going to flip. We're done in Alter Ego. We've done our business here. We'll use a Power of Justice and a Four Justice to play a Stealth Strike. We'll kill the guard minion. And we'll remove two from the main scheme. Got two cards left in hand, a Helicarrier and a Nick Fury. So let's two cards plus Nick Fury. So let's use Mansion. And I was trying to think. Would I rather get a Mansion out or a Nick Fury out? Yeah, we'll use these cards to play Nick Fury. I'm actually not gonna draw, which might be crazy. I'm just going to pop Norman for 4, and then it'll be 6 when Nick Fury attacks. Black Widow will also attack for another 2, so he's down to 12 tokens instead of a gazillion, which should feel pretty good. Let's hope something surges this turn, and we just get a bonkers turn. And we're drawing up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Strength Espionage, followed Widow's Bite, Counter Intel. So, he is going to get 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my gosh, yeah. 4 threat onto the main scheme. We do have a counterintelligence, so we'll make it just 1. And we'll ping him for 1, so he's down to 11. He is going to try to attack us, but he can't. He just puts 2 tokens out, so that's quite the bummer. Little guy will try to attack us, but he's stunned. He's been there for a while. And we get 1, 2, 3. More cards. So we are shuffling the villain deck again. That leaves us with 2 acceleration tokens on the main scheme. We haven't even flipped this guy yet. Alright. So he's got 3 cards here. First card is a bring the hammer down. So no Ronin in play, which is good. So it's going to surge, but we can trigger 2 copies of Espionage. So we will ping Norman twice and draw 4 cards, which will hopefully help us get some stuff moving here. Next, he has Ronin. That's ideal timing again. Needs a toughness counter. He is real annoying. Gang up. So Ronin is attacking us. So that's 2 threat onto, or 2 more tokens back onto Criminal Enterprise. Hired Gun is going to attack us. And we will not defend. We'll just take 2. Ronin's gonna attack and Nick Fury will defend that, so Nick Fury's toast, but we got to use Nick, so that feels good. Mad Genius, 13 cards off the top of my deck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Didn't deck me out, so that's good. And another Hired Gun. Cool. When revealed, give him a boost card or 2 infamy counters. Give him 2 infamy. Let's give him a boost card, I guess. Cool. Yeah, we'll give him a boost card. Well, that was exciting. Let's see what's in our hand now that we have 10 cards. Is there anything that can help us? Not really. I don't know what we do here. I think that we got to get rid of some things. Do we have a Dance of Death in hand? We don't. That's horrible. We have a Covert Ops in hands. Looks like we're going to need to do that. We can't really flip with all these Hired Guns out here, though. So that's quite the problem for us. Let's use 2 Gauntlets to play a Counter Intel. Let's pay with Strength and Followed for a Covert Ops. We'll remove 4 threat from this Oscorp Manufacturing side scheme. And we'll probably confuse Ronin. Let's do our basic attack on the Hired Gun that's not damaged. We'll have Winter Soldier off one of the 2 Hired Guns, because that seems important right now. I need a way to do damage. I don't have a way to do damage in my hand to get rid of that other Hired Gun. Let's flip to Black Widow form. This is dangerous. We will search our discard pile for anything good. Let's look for a target acquired. Yeah. No, that's hero form only. I guess they're all going to be hero form on me. So grab that from our discard pile. We will use a Widow's Bite to play an Espionage. Use a Grappling Hook to play an Widow's Bite, use an attack acrobatics to play a target acquired. Somewhere in there we drew a card. Got one card left in our deck. So that's great. We're going to discard at the end of the turn. We do have a grappling hook left and not enough money to play it, so that feels good. Maybe I need to be playing grappling hooks, and that's my problem. It's only for treachery cards, though. Okay. Readying everything up. We're going to have to shuffle our deck. We're getting a bonus card, so it doesn't feel good. I don't think we're going to have a good finale for Stealth Strike. I'm not feeling great about this. It took too long to get going, and we need Haymakers or something in our deck to deal some damage. We do have a pretty good damage turn, though, in our hand. We've got a Dance of Death and some stuff, so let's see what can happen. We are going to place 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threat on the main scheme, but we will trigger counter intel to make it all be 2. Yeah, yeah. Mika says, I don't think the issue is not playing grappling hooks, it's playing heroic 2. That is definitely the truth. Green Goblin goes to scheme, and he's going to get 2 encounter boost cards. The first one is Mad Genius, so he's scheming for 3. The second one is an assault, so he's scheming for just 3. Not so bad. So let me put 3 more threat out there. We're up to 6 out of 10. Ronin will not scheme. The Hired Gun will scheme for 2, so that puts us at 8 out of 10. And we get 5 cards because Heroic 2, the hazard symbol on the main scheme. All right, all in a day's work. That's 2 more counters. You Dare Oppose Me is going to discard Private Security Specialist. All in a day's work. Exhaustion. Assault. Advance. Cool. Master Plan. Yep, that happened like round 1, and that scheme is never going away. Caught off guard. What do I not care about? I guess my target acquired. I don't know. And payoff, just 2 threat. So no surges. That's a bummer. But that's okay. It's okay. Let's see what we can do. We've got some stuff in our hands. I don't know what we're gonna do about Ronin. That's just a problem all around. We don't have a discard pile. This is bad. Oh, I have a counterintelligence in my hand. Good. Let's use counterintelligence to play Espionage, drawing a card from mission prep, return it to our hand, and then play it with gauntlets. Feels good. Let's play a Quake with power of... I did have a counterintelligence in my discard pile. I just put it in the villain discard pile, but that's okay. Play a Quake with power of justice. We are going to flip. We're not going to heal. Can't afford to. I think I might be missing a damage or 2 damage because of the accused. Because 2 people... Nope, only 1 person attacked me that round. Okay, so I have 1 more damage. Because that came out pretty early. I may have missed that. You guys can yell at me about it later. She's at 15. I don't really want to flip him because he's got all that indirect damage that comes out, but I kind of want to flip him because then I can feel like I did something. Alright, so I have a Helicarrier and 2 cards in addition to Dance of Death, so let's play that. We're going to hit the Hired Gun for 1. Let's get rid of him. I think we're just going to go all out and basically hit Norman for 5. Ignore Ronan for now. We've got a Quake and a Winter Soldier. We can also hit for 4, so that's going to put him down to 6 counters. Feeling real good until he flips and then immediately flips back because of all those effects. Black Widow is still upright, so she's going to get rid of... Oh gosh, the main scheme has like 9 threat on it. This is not ideal. It's getting 5 threat per turn. So we got to thwart the main scheme for 2. It doesn't have 9. It had slightly less, but it's up to 6. So I survive another turn that way. I don't know if it's good, per se. So Winter Soldier's got 3 damage on him now, and Quake's got 1. Let's see how this goes. Drawing 5 cards. Got a Dance of Death and the Nick Fury. That feels good. I think we could get both off because we have a strength in our hand too. All right, so he's going to try to place 5 threat. We're going to trigger counter intel, so it is much less. So he places 2 threat instead. Up to 8. We will trigger our damage at Norman. Let's just try to get something in. Norman is going to attack us and place 2 back out there, so back up to 7. But lower than 22, so that feels good. Ronan needs to attack us. We will defend with Winter Soldier, allowing him to go to the discard graveyard, whatever you want to call it, thing. All right, and we are getting 5 cards again because we have 2 hazard symbols. My favorite. All this work. Let's give him a boost card because we want to damage him. Oh, no, that's just the place 2. Never mind, I'm a liar. It's back up to 9. Shadows of the Past. It had to happen. Taskmaster is in play. Killer for Hire is in play. This is a bummer end to Stealth Strike. This just makes me want to record another one right away. Maybe on Heroic 0. Shuffling the rest of the Taskmaster cards. Deck. Taskmaster has about 1 million attacks. Let's hope we don't have a gang up in here. We have a... Ooh, we can... Hold on. So he just came out. What's Widow's Bite Taskmaster? For 2. Stun him. Deal damage to Norman. Hired Gun also comes out. Great. That's the one where I can give him a boost card. Okay. A advance. I think this is going to be the one that kills us because there's nothing we can do against that. He's at 8 threat. He schemes for 2. Just 2, but it's enough to hit 10. It's the end of our Stealth Strike mission. Nick Fury and Agent Coulson are going to be disappointed in us, but no victory for Black Widow on Heroic 2 Risky Business. So we stalled out for a while. Sorry, everybody had to tune in for that. I'll probably play this one on YouTube so you guys can see the game, but I'll play it on like Heroic 1 instead of Heroic 2 and see how it goes. We did take down Ronan once. I feel good about that, but in the end, just couldn't get out enough damage to work through that criminal enterprise, and we let it stack up too high at the beginning of the game. We did get it down to 8 from 22, so feels pretty good. The Stealth Strike series will continue. What I think I'm going to do is, when the box comes out, I'm going to play some 2-player games with someone on Discord, and we will do my first experience playing through the box as Stealth Strike episodes. So we'll be playing all 5 missions in the Rise of the Red Skull box, audio recorded on the feed. So thanks for tuning in. Sorry that we didn't quite make it. Until next time, that's it for Stealth Strike.